TFM.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
So God is speaking to our hearts, and God is waking us up. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when we go before our Father, He is doing something internally within us. There are times that we need to see the fulfillment of the revelation that He has in store for us. Where am I going with this, Lord? The word blessed means to be happy or good. And what love and that. What I love about the Lord is that everything He made, He called good. Jesus is teaching and establishing over the people something that would be life-changing. And this should have made them all happy. But when Jesus speaks, something happens, Antioch. Look at that first verse when Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." When we see what God is simply saying, when we see what God is up to, blessed are the poor in spirit, in that third verse, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And when we think about what God is doing, Jesus looked into the weary eyes and spoke words that resonated beyond the surface, reaching the core of their very being. Sometimes the Lord has to shake us to remake us. Sometimes the Lord has to give us dream visions and wonder. And isn't it amazing how the Lord knows what's going on in our lives? Before we even pray, He knew the prayer we would pray. He knew the time we would pray. He knew the condition that we would pray it in. Isn't it amazing how God knows it all? And I have understood, in the darkness of life, in the darkness of life, in the darkness of life, it's where the light shines its brightest. Whenever you go through things and it's so difficult, whenever you get in a situation that is so dark, in the darkness of life, it's when we get on our knees and we look to the hill from which cometh our help, and know that our help comes from the Lord. So in the darkness of life, come the light that shineth into the world. Then Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Here Jesus reminds them that their grief was not in vain nor unnoticed. God has an all-seeing eye. He sees what no man can see, and He knows what no man knows. He is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, powerful, all knowledge. And He is everywhere. You cannot escape His eye, for wherever you go, that's where He is. The Lord, for He has promised to relieve and comfort us, to restore our hope of our heart, recognizing our needs and present them to the one who is able to assist. Pastor, my life is messed up. I may be able to pray with you. You notice I said with you. The optimum word is with you, because when I pray for you, we ought to be praying for one another. But there's one who can assist us in everything that we are praying for. And when we go to the one who can accomplish and do those things that would move us closer to Him, then you will see the Lord moving on our behalf. Through our sorrows and through the depths of His love and grace becomes even more clear Whatever you're going through, the Lord is simply saying, I'm bringing you through something. I'm preparing you for something greater. I'm doing something in you that will allow you to stay linked and close to me. But this is hard. This is difficult. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. It ain't supposed to be easy. Then Jesus said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. These are those who are truly humble and gentle and have a proper relationship or an appreciation of their position. God is watching the character of the person. And that's why the Lord calls and chooses men to be disciples. You did not choose me. I chose you. I was happy and contented in Dallas. I was happy and contented serving in Dallas. I was happy and contented working at Greater Providence. I was happy and contented working at St. John Primitive Baptist. I was happy and contented, but God said, that's not enough. Because what I have is far greater than your happiness and your contentment. It is about the glory, the salutation, and the expectation of what's about to come. It is the glory, the manifestation of the Lord God in glory. It is his power. It is his grace. It is his everlasting presence in our life to rest, rule, and abide within us forever. It is the one who came and showed us the way that we may fulfill the powers of God in our life each and every day. That we will love our brothers as we love ourselves. That we would treat one another the way the Lord has treated us. In spite of our frailties, in spite of our differences, the Lord says, I look far beyond our faults. And I'll meet your needs. And so the Lord is saying, I'm blessing you in spite of the fact that you don't even treat your brothers and sisters the way they needed to be treated. I'm blessing you because you need something that is life-changing and life-sustaining. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Those who are truly humble and gentle and have a proper appreciation for their position. God is watching our character. God is watching how we treat one another. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And this is having a spiritual appetite and a continuing desire for personal righteousness. We just can't be right on Sunday only. We can't get our praise on just on Sunday only. We can't treat everybody right just on Sunday only. We can't pretend to we love one another just on Sunday only. We can't pretend that we shout and praise just on Sunday only. We can't pretend that we embrace each other as brothers and sisters on Sunday only, because there are six other days. But this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and that makes it good. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Jesus is saying we need to extend mercy to others in the same manner that God demonstrated his mercy towards us. One could ask, what is mercy? God's mercy is an expression of his profound love and compassion extended to humanity, even in a moment of imperfection and failure. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned. All of us have messed up. Not one of us is perfect. All of us, including the Baptist preacher, have messed up and come short of the glory of God. And we need God's mercy. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down, and then he repented and got up. Because even if you fall down, sometimes we fall down and we get up the same way we fell down, knowing that we're going to do the same thing that we get down on our knees for. But when we fall down and get up, we repent. And we change. And we live differently. You're not going to be perfect. But I know one has said, we shall all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Jesus was the only man that was perfect. He was the only man that was sinless. We who are created after the order of Adam are sinful. But thank God we are not created after the order of Adam. We are created after the last Adam, which is Jesus, Yahweh, the Son of God. That's the one who we emulate. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Our heart. What is your heart like? Everybody ought to know the condition of their heart. Our heart is the center of our emotion. What is in our heart will ultimately come out of us. And God is watching our pure heart. If we ask the question, how many of us have a pure heart? How many of us would raise our hand? A pure heart impacts how we treat one another, how we serve each other. If the truth be known, we all need to have a heart of a little child. A heart that does not know what hate is. A heart that does not discriminate, who sees everyone as kind and friendly. That's a pure heart that we need to have. Those with pure heart, those with purity of heart, walk in peace and light, finding consolation in their steadfast faith. As I close, you, Antioch, are stronger than you think. And every challenge you face is an opportunity to grow. Now I need you to remember to take a moment to appreciate the beauty around you and the progress you've made. Keep pushing forward and never forget that each step brings you closer to your goal and to your destiny. The Lord is simply saying, I came that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly. Today, Jesus is encouraging us to be the people that he made us to be. For we were all created in the image of God's Son, or in the image of God, encouraging us with his word. The doors of the church are open. If there's one here today that your desire is to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you may come as a candidate of baptism, you may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come in a Christian experience.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.